Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, everybody? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you once again for being here with us. We appreciate your listening ears.
Whoop, whoop, holla back. It's the summertime.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Do you like this? So what's your favorite season?
I like the summer. I mean, I know the summer is like super hot and sweaty, but I just like everything about the summer. Like,
okay. You
know, no school.
True.
Pool, like going to the pool and just like going to like cookouts and whatever.
Right.
4th of July and barbecues and festivals and music, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. I like summer. I like summer, but I also like when it gets a little cooler, like the fall.
Yes. I would really love if like the weather, so you know, and everyone's weather is different and across the country and the world, but like when we have beautiful spring weather here in Maryland.
Ooh, it's beautiful.
I'm just like, oh my God, can it please stay like this? Like, please.
No, but it does not.
And it doesn't. It's it's so crazy in Maryland. Like it'll be like freezing cold. And then the next day it'll be like 90 degrees.
Yes.
And the next day it'll be like beautiful spring weather. And then the next 5 days it'll rain. Like it's, and every year I'm like, why do I live here?
Because you're near me and you love me.
Yes, every year I want to move. Every year. But yeah, summer is my, like, you know, it's the snowballs and the Italian ice.
Oh,
and the sprinklers and just.
Yes. Okay, so do you have a reasonably shady moment?
Sure. So, okay. So recently I posted a picture on my Instagram of my living room,
which is beautiful, by the way.
Yes, thank you. That I'm so very proud of. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, my house is coming together. So I posted a picture and it was so funny because like so many people in the comments were like, Yeah, let me see your drapes. What's up with the 10-inch short drapes, the yes. high water drapes? Let me see your drapes. So, yeah, I didn't post a picture of my drapes yet because now they're too long.
Oh, God.
They're too long.
Okay, so I've seen them and they're not really too long.
Well, they are. They're like, they're pulling on the floor. Like they're true. Bunching on the floor where they should literally just be like kissing the floor.
Okay, so whose fault is this?
So there's a simple solution and somebody just has to come back and fix it, right? Okay. They just have to raise the bar up higher.
Okay.
So the bar like all the way like towards the top of the ceiling, just got to raise it a little bit higher. Because when we were fooling around with them when they were too short, we pulled the bar lower.
Okay, so, and then just give people perspective. How many feet are these curtains? Because I want to say they're probably 20 feet.
Yeah, 20 feet long. Yeah, because I think my ceilings are like, it's like 10 feet.
10 feet.
And then so if it's like two, it's like a double.
Yeah, they're like long and beautiful.
Yes, so they're super long. So literally like, you got to pull a long ass ladder up in here and climb up there. And like, it's a process just to like now go back and raise the pole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's going
to
be done.
It's going to happen. Okay. Right. So at least they don't have to like, at least we don't have to take the drapes back to somebody and have them hem them.
Right.
Cause we're just going to raise the pole.
Okay. I like that. But so it's just like, again, who is the shady one here? Like, I feel like it's the people with the measuring tape. Like, what's the problem with your measuring tape here?
Yes. And well, and on top of that, my designer told me my drapes in my breakfast room need to be raised.
Yeah, they do.
Or they need to be hemmed. And that is because after the measurements were taken, we added crown molding on the ceiling.
Crown molding, people, is expensive. Robin is rich over here. But okay.
It's just expensive. Some wood.
No, it looks really good. Okay. But I just want to let the people know.
Right.
You know.
Right. So we added, so after the original measurements were taken, we added crown molding to the top of the ceiling. So that
brings the bar down.
Exactly. Okay. So now our bar can no longer be at the very top of the ceiling. Now we have to make room. It's just like,
so. But it looks great.
Thank you. So the moral to the story is like, who's the shady person? Like, I mean, Robin. It's just, yeah, me for deciding to just do the most in my house. Like, because when you do stuff, like, it's not that simple. It's, no. As you can see, I've been talking about this process forever.
Yeah.
But once it's done, it's done. But it's done. Not done.
Yeah, it's done and it's
the
beautiful.
Saga continues.
The saga. Okay, speaking of my saga, so this actually, I'm going to talk about something for my shady moment that I talked about, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Remember when Wayfair sent me one planter?
Yeah.
Okay, so they sent me the other one.
Yeah.
So I have two planters. Yippee.
Yeah.
Okay, so I go to American Plant, which is like my local plantery. They sell nursery. A bunch of beautiful nursery, right? They sell beautiful plants. So I go there and I'm like, hey guys, they had a bunch of like plants that had bloomed and they had the flowers. Mm-hmm. And you know, I loved like these two little fuchsia plants. Uh-huh. They have fuchsia flowers on the plants. So I said, you know, how long will these last? Mm. That man said all summer. So I was like, boom, bought them $70, 30 for each, 35 for each.
Great.
Put them in the in the planters. My house is looking beautiful. Oh my gosh. The mailman were coming by. They was like, oh man, it's amazing over here. Okay, I'm making this part of the story up. Okay. The UPS man stopped by. He was like, oh my gosh, the flowers are amazing.
I've never seen a planter like this in my life.
In my life. This house is amazing. So yeah, I went on a trip for 4 days or 3 days. I came back, them flowers were dead.
What?
Dead as doorknobs. They were supposed to last all summer long.
Were you supposed to water them?
I don't know about that.
Oh, okay.
But they're dead. I did water them just to maybe try to bring them back to life. Yeah. They're not back to life yet.
Can you put
yet.
Some Miracle-Gro on them too?
I think I might have to throw them in a trash can and start over.
Oh no, try again. Okay. Put some Miracle-Gro on them.
Okay, but I'm blaming this on American Plant. Y'all are wrong for this because y'all should have told me whatever it is I need
to do. What you needed to do.
Yes.
Maybe they assumed that you had a green thumb.
No, Giselle doesn't have a green thumb. Oh my gosh.
Oh, listen. That's a bummer.
Yes.
Did you take a picture before they died?
Well, they're still there because I watered them. I'm praying. You know, sometime my mama told me you have to talk to the plants.
Yes.
So I talked to them. I said, please come back to life.
Okay.
So I will let y'all know if my plants came back to life.
Okay.
Yes. But speaking of we wanted to talk about this last week, but we forgot. So Justin Bieber has Ramsey Hunt disorder.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Which actually I've never heard of before in my life.
Right.
And by the way, I used to be like a big Biebs fan.
I mean, huge Bieber fan. I love Justin Bieber. I think it's the weirdest thing ever.
Yes.
Like, I love him, and I developed that love. I don't know if I've talked, have we talked about him before?
We've never talked about the Bieber because I still want him with Selena. No shade to Haley, but I still want him with Selena.
I like him with Haley.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I started loving Justin Bieber because when my kids were younger, we mm-hmm. used to watch, there was like a Justin Bieber documentary. I think it was called like Never Say Never.
I think I saw that.
Oh my God. We used to watch it every day.
Oh really?
Yes. To the point where like I was still watching it and they were over it. And I was like,
Robin. Yes.
Yes. So I love Justin Bieber. So I hate hearing that he, you know, is going through this. I'm hoping though, is it, Because when I heard of this, I thought about Bell's palsy. Have you heard of Bell's palsy before?
Okay, but Bell's palsy, is that like Parkinson's?
No, it's like half of your, like, you have like paralysis on your face.
Yes, yes, I know about Bell's palsy.
So I know that Bell's palsy can be temporary.
Okay.
Because I remember one of Juan's teammates had it, and I remember his face being like all droopy, but then it went away.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that Ramsey Hunt syndrome, and let me read what it is. Do you know what it is?
No, I had never heard of it.
Okay. So Ramsey Hunt syndrome is a rare neurological disorder characterized by paralysis of the facial nerve and a rash affecting the ear or mouth.
Okay.
Ear abnormalities such as ringing in the ears and hearing loss may also be present. It's caused by, sounds like like a herpes virus, varicella zoster virus, the same virus that causes chickenpox and shingles. In cases of Ramsey Hunt syndrome, previously inactive varicella zoster virus is reactivated and spreads to affect the facial nerve.
Okay. So is there a cure?
Right. So let me see signs. Okay. This is actually scaring me because, you know, I had shingles before.
Yes. I remember after season one.
Yes.
Okay.
So if it's caused by the same virus that causes chickenpox and shingles, you know, I'm wondering, so since the virus can remain dormant for decades in a person who has chickenpox as a child, reactivation of the varicella zoster virus results in shingles and in some cases develops into Ramsey Hunt syndrome. So I'm hoping that since I had shingles that there's no chance of me getting this.
So if you had shingles, you can't get this.
I don't know. I said, I'm hoping.
Oh, okay.
It says anyone who has had chickenpox can potentially develop Ramsey Hunt syndrome.
Wow.
But I'm hoping that if you got shingles that you won't get this. All right, let me see what the, I want to say, okay, hold on, therapy, antiviral medications, corticosteroids like prednisone.
Yeah. That's the cure.
I think it's curable.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found out about Justin, and this is some more shade.
Yeah.
Because Instagram has lost their minds. Okay. Instagram's just puts anybody in my feed.
Oh my God.
And it's annoying, Instagram AF. Like beyond annoying. So, and when did they start doing this?
So it's recent. And I know that, okay, I'm with you on this. Like, I am so sick of like, and it'll be people literally, it'll be like someone's video.
Yeah.
And they literally have like 10 views on it. And I'm like, why am I the 11th view on this random person's video?
Yes.
And now they got to see that I was looking at their video. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you really had no
intention.
I really
didn't.
Okay. So did Instagram make an announcement saying that they were going to do this?
I feel like I've read about this somewhere, but then you know that you can also change your setting so that you only see the people that you're following. But you have to like choose it like every time you go on. So let me show you. But it's so annoying because it's like, oh, because you liked a post from InStyle.
Yes.
We need to show you rabbits running around. Like, it's like they don't even relate. I'm like, I don't need to see bunny rabbits running around in the grass in the yard.
No,
like,
I don't
need to see that.
I mean, I'm happy to get the Justin Bieber information because that was random how I got that. But like straight up,
it's
allow me to see only the people that I follow.
Right. And it's annoying because it's to the point where like I don't even want to go on Instagram anymore. Like I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram anymore because now it's like I scroll and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Yeah,
like,
well, we know because you don't post a thing. Robin don't post. Listen. I just, when was the last time you posted, Robin?
Well, I posted the other day in my living room.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But, you know, what was the post before that? That was probably 3 weeks.
It was like something about the live podcast. Yeah, okay. I'll be honest. I hate social media.
Yeah, we all hate social media. Social media.
No, some people thrive. Some people love it. They thrive off of it.
Some people do love it. Yes.
They love the attention. They love, you know, I don't even say that it's just like their way of communicating and connecting with the world.
Yeah.
I hate it with a passion. Like,
it's not cool.
I don't care. It's like, it's like a double-edged sword. It's like you post something and it's, you know, it's nice for people to give their compliments. I appreciate that.
Right.
But like, for like people, I don't care if you think my hair should be blonde or brown or red or blue or purple. Like, I would never go on anyone's page and be like, oh, girl, I like you better the other way. And like, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like only my mom can do that. Stop. You know what I'm saying? But I will go on someone's page and be like, oh my God, that's so pretty. Like, yes. I will compliment people.
Yes,
I
would never say anything mean.
Right. It's the weirdest thing.
Listen, people feel like they have a license to say anything that they want to say out their mouth.
Yes.
And that's fine, but you know, something called block.
And then there's times when I want to like I'm so close to like wanting to just be like, well, that shirt you have on July 3rd, that shit was ugly too. You know what I'm saying?
Robin, do it from your
fence. You know what I mean? I don't have one of them. I don't even have one of those. But the other thing that irritates me about Instagram is, so like, you know when they show you ads?
Yeah.
And I'll see something that's really cute.
Okay.
And I'll click on it and it's sold out in my size every time. Every single time. It's like completely sold out. I'm like, why are you showing me this ad?
And well, they don't know it's sold out in your size.
No. It's literally like sold out in every size except for like an extra, extra small. Do you know what I'm saying? It's it's very rare that I see like a post from a clothing store. And you know, you like swipe. You do the swipe. And you're like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. Every time you click on shop now, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Like, stop.
Stop it.
I don't understand. It's so frustrating and maddening to me.
Yes.
But back to like, yeah. So on Instagram, let me just show you.
Okay.
If you click the top left.
Top left on Instagram, people.
It says the word Instagram with this little arrow.
Okay.
You click that and then you can hit the button that says, and then a little drop down where it says following or favorites pops up.
Oh, following.
You can hit following.
Okay, I'm hitting that.
Yes. And then your feed will just be
the people that you follow.
The people you follow. But you have to do that every time.
You're lying.
Yes. Unless, let me go into like settings and see if there's a way to like make that permanent. Because I'm so sick of it. It's so annoying just seeing like the most random post that I hate no interest in. And then you get confused. You're like, who is this? And then you look and you're like, oh, I don't know them.
Right.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's me, Blippi. And this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika. And this is our brand new podcast.
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about somebody or an Instagram post that is not random. Okay. It's my segue, y'all. How'd I do on my segue? I kind of fell short.
Let's see where it's going.
All right. Y'all never know where it's going. So Mike Tyson did an interview with Nori, you know, Drink Champs.
Okay.
Okay. So it's Nori and DJ EFN. EFN?
Sure.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, I like these guys. I like Drink Champs. So they had Mike Tyson.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't he Iron Mike Tyson?
Yeah, Mike. Yep.
They had Iron Mike Tyson on. And, you know, Mike is always an interesting character in my book. Because he came
absolutely.
Up with us. Right? And
his cute little voice.
Yes. And like, think of his history. Like, he was accused of rape, and then he bit somebody's ear, but he won all these titles.
Yes.
I mean, Mike is just like full of like color as it comes to his life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
So here lately, he was on an airplane, remember? And he was being harassed by the guy.
We talked about that.
And
he punched him.
It was like a slap.
Okay.
Yeah. He slapped him. Okay. So, of course, he goes and
says, "Stop talking to me." Boom. Okay.
I can't even tell the story with a straight face because Robin over here is clowning. Okay. So, he's on Drink Champs.
I'm going to make you pay for this, buddy.
Oh, my God. And they bring it up.
Okay.
Okay. So, they were like, "You were definitely justified in slapping this man in the face." And he was like, "Thank you."
Yes.
However, that was not good of me. Like, he had to, like, every day he does a self-evaluation.
Oh, okay. He took accountability.
Yes.
Okay.
He said, you know, did the guy deserve it? Sure. But, like, that wasn't good in my self-evaluation of the day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I respected that,
yes.
Right? Yes. And so then the guy was pumping him up. He was like, "But Mike, you're great," and blah, blah, blah. He's like, "Ho, ho, ho." Mike said, okay, I'm paraphrasing. He said, "Ho, ho, ho."
No, he said, "Ho, ho, ho."
Guys, I can't tell this story. This is horrible.
Can you tell it in his voice, please?
He said, huh?
Thank you.
Okay, Mike, I'm sorry. Robin is shady today. Okay, so he was like, great is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be talented, be gifted by God, hone in on a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll give Tiger Woods an example.
Yeah.
You hone in on golf,
mm-hmm.
and you're great at it.
Yeah.
That just requires time,
yeah.
talent, and boom.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're a good person.
True.
He says he knows a lot of great people,
yes.
who are great at something, but they're horrible.
Yeah.
He said he just wants to be good. Imagine this man who has had...
He said, I just want to be good.
Yeah. Robin, stop it! Robin, this was so impactful for me, and you were making fun of this
I'm
man.
I'm not. It's such a tender moment.
Mike, I'm sorry, but I really felt
okay,
like
all right, keep going. I'm
it
sorry.
Struck
I won't
me.
Do it anymore.
It struck me because I was like, wow, that is powerful.
Yes.
That
yes.
he actually was great.
Right.
And he's like, great is good and all,
uh-huh.
but it's not the bee's knees.
Right.
Good is what you should be striving for. And that's an everyday account.
Exactly. Being a good person, a yes. well-rounded person.
Yes.
Taking accountability for your actions.
Yes.
Not being, you know, spoiled. The world doesn't revolve around you. So that's good that he was able to reflect, self-reflect. Yes.
Right.
Hold himself accountable and say, yes, I'm Mike Tyson and I had every right to, you know, get frustrated with that man.
Right.
But I'm still a human and I should be held accountable like a human.
I'm a recovering junkie and alcoholic. I do inventory every night, you know, and I didn't pass that well.
Mm. What
yeah, that's just me. I do inventory.
On yourself.
Every day, because dark. I can get really dark. Right. So inventory gives me the light.
But Mike, you're a great person. We've seen your struggle. We've seen everything. We watch you.
But I don't want to be great. I know a lot of great people, but they're not good people.
Mm. Say that again, please.
I want to be a good person.
So I really like that. I appreciate you, Mike. And I'm sorry that Robin has made fun of you. We're moving on. Okay, it's an end of an era. It's an end of an era. Because Wendy Williams' show is coming to
officially,
an end.
I know.
So this is weird to me.
Yeah.
Why would Sherry Shepherd be on the last episode of the Wendy show? Wendy's not going to be on the last.
Right.
Wendy's not on. So why would that be? Like, that's weird to me.
But who's going to be on it? Like, who would they, if Wendy's not going to be on it, and if other people right. have been hosting the show,
yes,
like, who's supposed to do
so
it?
So you bring back, like, people that maybe, the producers that maybe Wendy worked with, you bring back her ex-husband, just, that was a joke.
What?
That was a joke. Oh. You bring back, I don't know, Charlamagne.
But somebody's got to host it, right?
What about the guy somebody that they talked to on the side? What's his name, Nate?
Norman.
Norman. Norman can host. He's not a host.
I don't know. I just feel like whatever they've been doing,
yeah,
these past, you know, few months or whatever, however right. long this has been going on, like, that's what they're going to do.
Or you run videos, past videos of her or something.
But somebody has to host it and facilitate it.
Do we bring back Nick? Have Nick? Nick is free.
Hey,
he's no longer.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at that. I don't. So why not Sherry Shepherd then? Because of like the little drama they had on Instagram?
No, because it's like, I felt like it's kind of like a dig a little bit. Because now this woman is, quote, taking over your show. I don't know. Just leave Sherry out of it is how I feel. No shade to Sherry. I like Sherry.
Yeah.
But just like leave her out of it.
And most of all, we have to thank you, Wendy Williams, because, yes. And I want to say, Miss Wendy, you are an icon and you are loved by so many, so many.
Is there officially a Sherry Shepherd show
yes.
in the works?
Yeah.
Which, okay, and by the way, I just saw on Instagram, Jennifer Hudson officially has a daytime talk show.
Yes. I didn't tell you that?
No.
Oh,
we didn't
heard
talk
about that.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. Well, is it? I mean, she just got an EGOT. I mean, you think she'd rest or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like, hey, might as well try it. Everyone else has tried it.
True.
So we might as well throw one more right. American Idol winner into the...
Oh, I forgot. Kelly Clarkson. Listen, I'm not mad at Kelly's show.
Yeah, people like that.
Yeah. I felt like in the beginning, I was like, Kelly? Really?
And you know why they're successful. You know, all these shows, they kind of like fold over the budget, right?
Right.
You know, like the real, they talk about the budget. And we got to talk about the real and Amanda Seals.
Okay.
I forgot to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. That was good tea.
Right? But the reason why Kelly Clarkson's budget is not that big is because she just rolls out of bed. And...
Robin is shady today, y'all.
It shows out.
Listen, they don't listen. She does get dressed. She doesn't comb her hair.
She just picks, she pulls the curtain off of the wall. It says, okay, can you pin it right here? Let's go. Yes. And just rolls out of bed.
Okay. Kelly, I'm sorry. Robin is all my bad today. Okay. But I also feel like Kelly is middle America likable.
Yeah.
And she seems to be very sweet. So hopefully Jennifer will get, so are they getting rid of Tamron? Because last I checked, no one was watching.
Jennifer Hudson's on Fox?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Is she replacing the real time slot?
Damn,
I need to go back to where
Okay, so why, as you look that up, let's talk about the real. Because the real did end.
Yes.
And it ended kind of controversially, according to Amanda Seals.
Now you talk about shade.
Yeah, and I by the way, like Amanda Seals.
Really?
I feel like She is, you might not agree with her opinion, but she has an opinion.
Yeah.
And I like when people have opinions, even if I don't necessarily agree with them. But normally I agree with them. Like, she goes hard in the paint with her opinions.
Right.
And I might not go that hard, but I agree with her opinions. You know what? Side note, I'm in Robin's office right now. So she has like books on her shelf.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out, why are they backwards? Robin has books on the shelf and they're backwards, people.
Okay.
So all you can see is the pages.
Right.
You can't see what the book is.
Right. So that is because I don't want nosy people like you knowing what I read.
What?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I asked my designer that because my designer did that.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, because she wants it to be like all
the same,
like,
color.
She don't want it to be like all colorful with like the other sides of the book.
Yeah. It's weird.
I know.
I think you should take personal privilege over the decorator and turn it around.
Right. But the whole, okay. But so the theme on my bookshelves, it's like all like kind of like neutral colors.
It is.
Right.
It is.
So the books are flipped so that you have the pages showing. So, which is all, you know, that kind of like ivory neutral color. I think what we're probably eventually going to have to do is like purchase some decorative books that are just like all white. Like the binding is like, okay, all cream or ivory or white or gold.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But until then, can you turn it around?
We'll see.
Okay.
Let's see how that works.
All right.
Yes.
Let's move back to Amanda Seals. Okay. So they left Amanda Seals off of the real, like they brought back all of the old hosts.
Right.
Except Amanda.
Right.
And she was a host legitimately for one season.
For one season.
Yes. And so that was kind of shady. It was shady. However, she told him, I think before she left, that they were not supporting her views.
Right.
So I guess they decided not to support her view at all and not invite her back.
And pretend like she never existed.
Yes.
I mean, they literally pretended like she never existed.
Facts.
Like there was like a montage or like a photo and it had like everyone. It had Tamar and Tamara. Is it Tia or Tamara?
I think it's Tamara.
Yeah. All of the hosts and like totally left her off. And it's like, okay, wait, well, was there like a minimum number of years she had to be to be acknowledged?
That was rude, that was rude.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad? I wonder if, is it worse if it was intentional or if it wasn't intentional? Like if it was intentional and they were like, okay, we're not going to include Amanda because she wasn't here that long.
Right.
Or if it wasn't intentional and they completely forgot about her. Okay. Which one is worse?
No, but you forgot. Oh, we're not going to include Amanda because she cussed everybody out before she left. I think that's what it was.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, and I don't even know that she cussed people out. I'm assuming.
You're assuming.
This is my assumption.
You're assuming.
Okay, but I mean, Amanda, you know, fear not. God got you, and whatever is for you is for you.
Yes.
And I do support the sister.
So, okay, I finally found, I was trying to, I had like this graphic that had Jennifer Hudson's new talk show. It didn't have a network.
Yeah.
But I'm reading something where it says it's with Fox.
Okay, so she's replacing The Real.
Possibly, yeah.
That time slot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
So then where are they going to... Oh, so that... Where's Tamron these days? We still don't know.
She's still on Fox. I don't know.
Oh, she's on Fox?
Yeah. She comes on at 1 p.m. Well,
oh,
here. She comes on 1 p.m.
They're replacing Tamron. She's replacing Tamron.
Do you want them replaced Tamron?
No shade to Tamron.
There goes your interview request on Tamron Hall Show.
Tamron, that was Robin. That wasn't me. Anyway, moving on. Okay, so Kim K's kids.
Yes.
You wanted to talk about that.
I know. Okay, so I just saw like a little clip. I need to watch their Hulu show. I haven't watched them on Hulu. Have you?
I have not.
Okay, so yeah. So I just...
Wait a minute. I'm lying. Only the clip of Tristan being shady again.
Oh, yeah.
Chloe gave you a 30th birthday party, Tristan, and you left the party, and then you flew to Houston, and then you impregnated another woman. How dare you? But this is what you did last year, so we're not shocked.
Right.
Oh, no, this is what you did 2 years ago. Or this is what you did with Chloe, because you had a pregnant girl at the time.
Yes, exactly.
Listen, this is your MO. We're not shocked.
I find out what Tristan is doing with the rest of the world. A courtesy would be not doing it, but fine if you do it, you're not even going to give me a heads up for the rest of the world. It's just an additional slap in my face.
Exactly.
But Kim was shocked.
Yes.
And she said she's done.
She's finally done. Finally done supporting him.
Yes.
Yeah. So I saw another clip. So yeah, I see everything on clips, but I actually want to watch it. So it was a clip of Kim doing her holiday card photo shoot with her kids.
Okay.
And her kids were like running all over the place, off the hook. Like she could not control them.
Oh, they were like the royal kids?
Yes. Prince, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, the little prince.
But they were not hitting her.
But not that I saw in this clip.
Okay.
But she did say, she's like, oh my God, I can't get them to take a picture. And any picture, North has her middle finger up.
What?
Right. I'm like,
wait a minute, how old is North?
Too young to be having her middle finger up.
Oh Lord. Oh yes. Lord. Listen.
And the kids are just, one of them screaming, actually all of them screaming, crying and running around and drinking soda and like, oh my gosh. But when she said North has her middle finger up all the time.
No.
I'm like, okay, this.
Okay. So clearly.
That
is not Blue Ivy and the twins.
I want somebody to just pay me to raise their, to help to spend the week with their kids.
Right.
What is that? What we used to do? That super nanny show?
That's a super nanny, but super nanny was like a month, I think. Or maybe it was a week.
It was probably like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Robin and or I need to go in and
get your kids all the way together.
Get your kids to snatch them up and get them together.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have no problems with that.
I can say, okay, so first of all, I want to pat on my back because my son Corey in the school yearbook was awarded most respectful.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that like for me, that makes me so happy when I hear feedback about my kids like that. You know, yes, I know they're handsome and they're
yes, they are.
You know, but like when they get something like that, most respectful, and when like teachers or adults reach out to me to like give me nice positive feedback about my kids, like that makes me so happy.
I love it.
Yes. But and I know some people might be like, Robin, how are you gonna talk about Kim K's kids and your kids on TV talking to you and acting all wild and stuff? I can honestly say my kids, when those cameras show up, they just something like gets in them and they just like
act crazy.
Are like, yes, I'm
so
about to
act
the fool.
So could that be the same with Kim's?
So that's what I was about to say.
Okay.
Maybe
it's the cameras.
It's the cameras. Okay. And the kids are just like, ah, we just gonna turn up. And
we
like
turn up.
They know the last thing I want to do is to be seen in front of a camera, like yelling at my kids.
No.
Or like jacking them, you know, grabbing them by their shirt, get it together, whatever, like being angry or something. So they know that my hands are kind of tied because I can't sit here and be like really what I want to say what I want to do.
Right. But I'm a strong believer in you get the kids together before the cameras come.
Right.
And you let them know cameras coming.
Right.
Get your mind right.
So mine are together now because I pay them. I tell them.
That's right.
And they'll be like, well, Ma, how much am I making today? And I said, well, it depends on your performance. So
know that when you see the kids on The Real Housewives of Potomac, they're performing. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Robin said it. I didn't.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, speaking of kids, really quickly, it's a quick story, but I thought it was like hilarious. So my kids this summer are camp counselors. Yeah. So they have 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds. The camp is 3 to 6. Summer. Yeah, it's a long summer. The camp is from 3 years old to 6 years old, but they have like the 3 and 4 year olds. Oh my gosh. Okay. So they come home every day with the craziest stories. Okay. So this is like the first week. The little boy named was getting beat up, right? He's just getting beat up by another kid. So Angel was like, oh Lord, getting beat up. I hope his parents don't mind the fact that he's getting beat up because it's a daily occurrence. So lo and behold, parents mind. Okay. So his mama rolls up and says, I need to speak to the supervisor here because my child is getting beat up. So Angel says, okay, let's move you over to the counseling information booth and the concierge booth. And over here, she was like, nope,
I don't have time for that this morning because I have to go to work.
Oh my God.
But tomorrow my wife will be here to handle this.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Listen, y'all, oh, lesbians shit, are upset. Right? Okay. You cannot fool with the lesbians' kids. Okay? Leave them alone. Shit. You do not want to fool with them.
She said, I got one for you. I got somebody for you.
Listen. Angel was like, oh, it's going down.
Yes.
Oh my so God. Angel made a mental note because they check out the kids' cars, right? Uh-huh. Angel made a mental note. When that car pulls up,
oh yeah,
she's going elsewhere.
Yes.
She wants no parts of that, okay? But turns out the kid that was beating up, he has been removed from the camp.
Wow.
Because he came in like the following day and bit a child.
Oh my God.
On his lip.
Oh my God.
Not even like on his arm.
On
like,
his lip.
Insane. You got to go.
Oh my gosh.
Get your kid, okay?
Oh. And those parents know they were wrong. They know they were sending their kid yes! to camp. Like, yes! I really hope Billy behaves.
Now, mind you, because of COVID, the camp wasn't open last year.
Oh my
okay?
God.
So can you imagine? You're the mother of a three-year-old and last year you couldn't do nothing with your kid but like spend time with
him. Oh my gosh.
So this year, the moms
now your badass kid is yes. in your house.
But not only that, summer. The moms are pushing the kids out the car in the morning.
Right.
The kids are traumatized. They're crying. And the mom is like, goodbye. Get out of here. Hilarious.
That's funny.
Grace says so they have like a little, this is the last thing about this camp. So they have a little pool.
Yeah.
So the kids come to camp with their bathing suits on, with their clothes on top.
Yeah.
And then they go swimming. And then the 3-year-olds will just start taking their bathing suits off wherever. Like, they don't wait to go to the bathroom.
Right.
They just naked, like, running around the school.
Whoa, whoa.
Grace is like, I don't want to look at little booties yeah. anymore. Okay? It's over.
Oh, my gosh.
They're having a good time, but it's work.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to have tons of stories every week.
Yes. Oh, they have tons of stories.
That's so funny.
But they like it, and they, you know, the kids are now, because, you know, the kids can't put their clothes on. So they have to help them get dressed after the pool time or whatever. I was like, by the end of the summer, they probably will have figured out how to put on their underwear.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So progress.
But you know, it's hard to put your underwear on when your body's wet from the pool.
No, they have towels and all of that.
Oh, okay.
But the kids won't wait for that.
Yeah.
They just pull off their bathing suit immediately.
Right. And then their body's all wet and then it's hard to put your clothes on. They all stuck.
Yes, it is a hot mess. But anyway,
that is funny.
We are moving on. All right. So I definitely want to talk about Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. This was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Aniston, you know, America's sweetheart, she was under fire.
What happened?
So she says, so she's doing like an interview, one of these like actors, you know, interviews, right, with Variety. And she pretty much says when Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson's sex tape, which was like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
That was when this idea of being famous just for being famous began.
That's probably true.
Right.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. So then she keeps going. Then she continues. And it's like right at that time when the internet really shaped a new culture about people becoming famous. But this thing of people becoming famous for basically doing nothing. I mean, Paris Hilton, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, Jesus.
All those. She says, I feel so lucky that we got a little taste of the industry before it became what it is today. Then she goes to say, more streaming services. You're famous from TikTok. You're famous from YouTube. You're famous from Instagram.
Oh, Jennifer, stop talking.
She sounded like a hater to me. She said, it's almost like it's diluting the actor's job. So that these comments.
Yeah, that
did
wasn't
not
good.
Sit well because,
no.
First of all, she sounds like, I mean, yes, I understand. And I actually feel that. She should probably also add reality TV into that.
Yes.
You know, because I know a lot of true actors don't really appreciate reality TV and how it's taken up so much.
Taking their ratings.
Yeah. So many of their jobs and their time slots and stuff like that. Like, so I understand that. But people were calling her out because did you know that both of Jennifer Aniston's parents are famous actors?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, it's funny that you're over here complaining about people being famous for nothing when you are reaping the benefits of like pretty much nepotism in the industry. So like,
but I mean, come on now. She did make her own way. We can't take away what she contributed to Friends.
Right.
She was integral to that huge sitcom.
Right. But how did she get there? How did she even?
She got there by her parents.
She didn't have to do what most people have to do, which is like, you know, act in their local theater company.
Yes.
And then move to LA and be a waitress.
And work your way up.
And work your way up. Like, no, she was, I mean, I don't know that it was handed to her on a silver platter.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she had to, like, you know, the fact that she got an audition was because of
who she is,
child
yeah.
she was.
Well, so, y'all are not going to hate on Jennifer. I like Jennifer Aniston.
You like Jennifer Aniston?
I do.
I mean, I just think, I don't know. It just, I think you have to be careful. I think she needed to be more careful with her words.
She did. And, you know, let's be clear. Pam Anderson was an actress. Baywatch. Da-na-na-na.
Well, no, right. Pam Anderson started off as a Playboy model.
Yeah, but right? then she became an actress-ish.
Right.
Baywatch-ish.
But did she become an actress because she was a Playboy model?
Probably.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, okay, well, Tommy Lee was just a straight musician.
I mean, he was a musician.
Yes.
Right. But it just sounds like she just has a little bit of bitterness.
She's a hater. Jennifer, you hated on that in that case, but Jennifer, I got your back, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a hater.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we have a question that we want to propose to the people. Now, do men or women age faster or worse?
Right. Faster and or worse.
And or worse. So your thoughts, Robin.
So I thought about this question recently because I was on Instagram and I saw some guys that I went to college with.
Okay.
And it was like a whole bunch of them. And it was like, it was like a slideshow and I'm like scrolling through all the pictures and I'm like, yo, some of these dudes are unrecognizable. You know what I mean? I'm like.
Some of the dudes or the ladies?
The dudes. So this was all dudes. Okay. Right? So this was all dudes. And it's funny, like, because you never really, I feel like women, we're so in tune with like wanting to stay, wanting to look good.
Right.
Wanting, you know, we do our makeup and our hair and, you know, we try to, you know, eat right or whatever. We, you know, we dress nice. And then you feel like the dudes almost just kind of are like,
let it go.
Yeah. They let it go.
Yeah.
They're just existing because they never had to really take care of their skin. They never really had to like do anything but get a consistent haircut.
True.
So then now when you see them years later, like they're worse off because they weren't always concerned with their appearance like most women are.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Okay, so it's funny because I have a girlfriend who is getting a divorce and she's now in the dating pool.
Yeah.
And she ran across a dude that was 50s.
Yeah.
Who you would think kept himself, because he makes a lot of money, he's doing well for himself, and you would think he would like kept himself up.
Right.
No. Yeah. Like in person. She said in person, he looked so old and like decrepit and not like, she's feeling like any guy over 50, they have gone downhill.
Right. They just let themselves go. I think they just rely on the fact that they, you know, if they have money, it's like, okay, I got money or whatever.
Right.
But they weren't doing the things that they weren't putting on eye cream and moisturizer like that. You know, they just slap it on whatever, you know, they're not using serums and stuff. And then, I feel like less, like inevitably, you know, we gain weight as we get older.
Okay.
But I feel like women can carry weight better than men.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like, even if a woman gains weight, we can still put on a cute little dress and a Spanx
and
put on some makeup.
Typically goes to like our boobs and our booty.
Right.
Which is, we just looking voluptuous.
Right. But the men, it's like, yo, like you looking like, you know, Barney over here. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just like,
get it together. Get your look together.
Yeah. So I want to say to men, like, you need to
step it up,
taking care of your skin. You need to be,
get some Botox,
you know, eating, taking vitamins.
Yes.
You need to be
working out.
I'm sorry, you're going to lose your hair, but like,
yeah, make it cute though. Make the bald head cute.
Right.
Shine that joker up. Something.
Right. Like take a little more pride. Cause I swear I was looking at these guys and I was like, if I wasn't like looking at this post and I knew like who they were and I saw them out and about, I would be like, I don't know who you are.
Okay. So there's this thing, actually, Ashley showed me this from Ashley from Potomac. She showed me this TikTok and it talks about men's shorts, right?
Oh yeah.
Did you see that?
No, but I mean, I know it's a thing about like the length of the shorts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like men, take stock in your shorts. Okay. Because a lot of y'all are wearing these baggy, like basketball type looking shorts.
Right.
And they do not look good on you.
Right.
That's not sexy. That's not a good look. Like, we need to see some thigh. At least 3 inches above the knee. Yes. We need to see some thighs.
We want to see your thigh muscles.
Yes, what are you working with? What you working with? And they don't
but
need to be.
But that's because they're skipping leg day. They are. Like, they're only focusing on the upper body. So yes, the ones that aren't wearing their legs out is because they've skipped leg day their whole life.
Oh, okay. Well, get back to the leg day, Robin said.
Yes.
And pull them shorts up and allow us to see what we're working with.
Yes.
And the socks that go up to, like, I don't like the socks that go up past the calf.
Who's wearing those anymore?
That was sometimes like a they DC do. Thing. The young guys do that.
That's like a DC PG County thing.
Okay, so is that over?
I think so.
Okay, thank God.
I haven't seen that.
But
in a
I don't even like the socks and the slides.
Oh yeah,
socks and slides, y'all. Stop that. Okay, listen. We want to see the full leg.
Yes, but we like men. Y'all need to take care of yourself too, for real.
100%.
Yes,
and like eating late at night because men do that a lot.
Oh my gosh, I know.
That's gonna be the death of y'all. I'm telling you, your skin looks terrible because you eat past 11.
Right. Right. And drink water, guys.
Yes, yes. Drink water and mind your business.
Yes.
Okay. And that is our show for today. So don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Bye.
All right. See ya.
I'm sorry, Mike Tyson. I'm sorry. Robin is shady.
What you talking about yourself?
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.